Title: New York on pause. Governor Cuomo orders all non-essential workers to stay home. Content: On March 18, 2020, Governor Cuomo signed an executive order, the March 18th order, requiring all non-essential New York businesses to reduce their in-person workforce at any work location by 50%. On March 19, 2020, Governor Cuomo issued another executive order, the March 19th order, requiring all non-essential New York businesses to reduce their in-person workforce at any work location by 75%. Today, Governor Cuomo issued yet another executive order, the March 20th order, requiring all non-essential New York businesses to reduce their in-person workforce at any location by 100%. The March 20th order will take effect on March 22, 2020 at 8 p.m. and will remain in effect through April 17, 2020. New York State has not yet made the text of the March 20th order available. Essential businesses are exempt from the March 20th order. Governor Cuomo instructed the Empire State Development Corporation, ESDC, to issue guidance elaborating on which businesses are deemed essential. Latest ESDC guidance is available here. Pursuant to the ESDC, essential businesses include essential healthcare operations, including research and laboratory services, hospitals, walk-in care health facilities, emergency veterinary and livestock services, elder care, medical wholesale and distribution, home health care workers or aides for the elderly doctor and emergency dental nursing homes, or residential health care facilities, or congregate care facilities, medical supplies and equipment manufacturers and providers, essential infrastructure, including utilities, including power generation, fuel supply and transmission, public water and wastewater, telecommunications and data centers, airports/airlines, transportation infrastructure such as bus, rail, or for hire vehicles, garage, hotels, and places of accommodation, essential manufacturing, including food processing, manufacturing agents, including all foods and beverages, chemicals, medical equipment/instruments, pharmaceuticals, sanitary products, telecommunications, microelectronics/semiconductor, agriculture/farms, household paper products, essential retail, including grocery stores, including all food and beverage stores, pharmacies, convenience stores, farmers markets, gas stations, restaurants/bars, but only for takeout/delivery, hardware and building material stores, essential services, including trash and recycling collection, processing and disposal, mail and shipping services, laundromats, building cleaning and maintenance, child care services, auto repair, warehouse/distribution and fulfillment, funeral homes, crematoriums and cemeteries, storage for essential businesses, animal shelters, news media, financial institutions, including banks, insurance, payroll, accounting services related to financial markets, providers of basic necessities to economically disadvantaged population, including homeless shelters and congregate care facilities, food banks, human services providers whose function includes the direct care of patients in state-licensed or funded voluntary programs, the care, protection, custody and oversight of individuals both in the community and in state-licensed residential facilities, those operating community shelters and other critical human services agencies providing direct care or support, construction, including skilled trades such as electricians, plumbers, other related construction firms and professionals for essential infrastructure or for emergency repair and safety purposes, defense and national security related operations supporting the U.S. government or a contractor to the U.S. government, essential services necessary to maintain the safety, sanitation and essential operations of residences or other essential businesses, including law enforcement, fire prevention and response, building code enforcement, security, emergency management and response, building cleaners or janitors, general maintenance, whether employed by the entity directly or a vendor, automotive repair, disinfection, vendors that provide essential services or products, including logistics and technology support, child care and services, logistics technology support for online services, child care programs and services, government-owned or leased buildings, essential government services. The ESDC guidance further provides that, with respect to business or entities that operate or provide both essential and non-essential